Philadelphia Orchestra concertmaster David Kim, who has played Brooks' first violin concerto as soloist many times, has his own routine to prepare for a performance with the Philadelphia Orchestra. WRTI Susan Lewis has more.
Max Brooks' first violin concerto, written in 1866 and revised a year later, is a joyful, accessible piece, says violinist David Kim. He says it's also one in which each movement is progressively more demanding for the soloist.
He opens the concerto with the lowest note on the violin, an open G string. That's the beginning of the journey.
A journey for which Kim prepares weeks, if not months, in advance.
For me, it's holistic. I'm trying to design my entire eating schedule, sleeping schedule, exercise. Mentally, I'm trying to visualize every part of the day.
And when that day arrives, Kim gets to the hall early.
And then just kind of do some super slow practicing in my dressing room, just kind of really like slow motion preparation.
All that preparation building up to the performance when Brooks' violin concerto comes alive with moments both intimate and grand.
There are a couple of places that are quite symphonic where I'll cut out and just enjoy the orchestra playing, and then I'll come in and do my big solo thing. It does take some neuroses to get yourself to do something as scary as playing a violin concerto with one of the great orchestras in the history of Western music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.